Recording 38. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. Question 1. You hear a woman telling a friend about a conversation she had with her parents.
So, what happened when you told your parents about Mark and you getting married?
Well, I was a bit nervous about it because I haven't known him that long. They've met him a few times, but they didn't seem to get on all that well because Mark is really shy, so he didn't say much. But I was surprised at their reaction. They said they were delighted and it was what they'd expected after they saw us together. In fact, I'd expected them to be really angry.
Why?
Because we've decided to go and live in Canada, and it means I won't be able to finish the course I'm doing.
So, what happened when you told your parents about Mark and you getting married?
Well, I was a bit nervous about it because I haven't known him that long. They've met him a few times, but they didn't seem to get on all that well. Because Mark is really shy, so he didn't say much. But I was surprised at their reaction. They said they were delighted, and it was what they'd expected after they saw us together. In fact, I'd expected them to be really angry.
Why?
Because we've decided to go and live in Canada, and it means I won't be able to finish the course I'm doing.
Question 2. You hear a man talking about an activity holiday.
I've just got back from an activity holiday that my teenage daughter persuaded me to go on. She'd been on one and she was convinced I'd really enjoy the activities too. Well, I didn't have very high expectations as I'd never done anything like it before. The other people of my age and older did fine. I just wasn't very good at any of it. Although the instructors were very enthusiastic and tried hard to help me, I was just relieved I didn't break anything. I think my daughter was a bit fed up when I told her that, as she'd really thought it was the perfect holiday for me. I've just got back from an activity holiday that my teenage daughter persuaded me to go on. She'd been on one and she was convinced I'd really enjoy the activities too. Well, I didn't have very high expectations, as I'd never done anything like it before. The other people of my age, and older, did fine. I just wasn't very good at any of it. Although the instructors were very enthusiastic and tried hard to help me, I was just relieved I didn't break anything. I think my daughter was a bit fed up when I told her that, as she'd really thought it was the perfect holiday for me.
Question 3. You hear 2 people talking about a film.
So, what did you think of the film?
Well, it was good, really. I liked the storyline, and the characters were very convincing, too.
They were. The actors were great. Just right for the roles.
And the action scenes were amazing. Quite scary, in fact.
I was sure they weren't going to survive when their car crashed near the end. What about the final scene, though? I couldn't make out what was going on with the main character's son. Did he just drive away and leave them all?
It wasn't obvious, was it? I think he was going for help, though.
So, what did you think of the film?
Well, it was good, really. I liked the storyline, and the characters were very convincing, too.
They were. The actors were great. Just right for the roles.
And the action scenes were amazing. Quite scary, in fact.
I was sure they weren't going to survive when their car crashed near the end. What about the final scene, though? I couldn't make out what was going on with the main character's son. Did he just drive away and leave them all?
It wasn't obvious, was it? I think he was going for help, though.
Question 4. You hear a couple talking about their hotel.
Are you glad we chose this hotel? I rather like it.
Of course. The room's great. I like the views over the river.
Fancy going for a walk? It's a lovely sunny day and I could do with some exercise.
Yeah, and we could see what's on at the cinema tonight while we're out.
That's a good idea. Or maybe a concert. I saw something advertised down in the lobby.
Let's have a look then. And we'll get lunch while we're out, shall we? Breakfast wasn't very filling. Lots of fresh fruit and strong coffee, but no eggs or anything.
That suited me, but it would have been nice to have the choice.
Are you glad we chose this hotel? I rather like it.
Of course. The room's great. I like the views over the river. Fancy going for a walk? It's a lovely sunny day and I could do with some exercise.
Yeah, and we could see what's on at the cinema tonight while we're out.
That's a good idea. Or maybe a concert. I saw something advertised down in the lobby.
Let's have a look then. And we'll get lunch while we're out, shall we? Breakfast wasn't very filling. Lots of fresh fruit and strong coffee, but no eggs or anything.
That suited me, but it would have been nice to have the choice.
Question 5. You hear two friends talking about a football match.
What a brilliant match.
Yeah, it was.
Predictable result, I suppose. We were bound to be beaten by a top team like that. I was amazed by just how good they were.
I've never seen anyone of that level playing before.
Our team did their best, but it made me realise that the club will need a lot more money if it wants to keep competing at this level next season.
Yeah, they've got the training and dedication, but they need more than that.
That's the problem. What a brilliant match.
Yeah, it was.
Predictable result, I suppose. We were bound to be beaten by a top team like that. I was amazed by just how good they were.
I've never seen anyone of that level playing before.
Our team did their best, but it made me realise that the club will need a lot more money if it wants to keep competing at this level next season.
Yeah, they've got the training and dedication, but they need more than that.
That's the problem.
Question 6. You hear a voicemail message.
Mum, it's me. I really need to speak to you about something. Can you call me straight back? The thing is, I've had a letter from the bank saying that I haven't got any money left in my account and that they've stopped my bank card. I know it's a mistake and I've arranged to go in and sort it out, but I won't have much cash for a couple of days. So I was wondering if you could take me to the supermarket this afternoon. I've got enough to buy some food, but not for the bus fare too. Thanks. Mum, it's me. I really need to speak to you about something. Can you call me straight back? The thing is, I've had a letter from the bank saying that I haven't got any money left in my account and that they've stopped my bank card. I know it's a mistake and I've arranged to go in and sort it out, but I won't have much cash for a couple of days. So I was wondering if you could take me to the supermarket this afternoon. I've got enough to buy some food, but not for the bus fare too. Thanks.
Question 7. You hear two people talking about a new colleague.
Have you met Anya yet? You know, the new person. Some people are saying she's hard to get on with, but I think she's just a bit shy.
I've met her, yes. In fact, we're working on a project together, the new marketing plan. She's meeting all the deadlines okay. I don't find her difficult. I think the problem is that she's got something on her mind, but won't tell anyone. She does find it hard to concentrate at times.
That's a shame. Perhaps I'll try and have a word with her.
That's a good idea, I'm sure.
Have you met Anya yet? You know, the new person. Some people are saying she's hard to get on with, but I think she's just a bit shy.
I've met her, yes. In fact, we're working on a project together, the new marketing plan. she's meeting all the deadlines okay. I don't find her difficult. I think the problem is that she's got something on her mind, but won't tell anyone. She does find it hard to concentrate at times.
That's a shame. Perhaps I'll try and have a word with her.
That's a good idea, I'm sure.
Question 8. You hear an actor talking about her work.
It might sound strange, but I don't actually enjoy being famous. I find the promotion side of my work very stressful, especially answering journalists' questions. I get so anxious. What I love is the real work, you know, being on stage or in front of the camera. It's amazing. Even things you might think are really boring, like having your face made up before a show or learning your lines, don't put me off. It really depends on what you're like as a person, I suppose. If you're confident in yourself, then public appearances are straightforward. It might sound strange, but I don't actually enjoy being famous. I find the promotion side of my work very stressful, especially answering journalists' questions. I get so anxious. What I love is the real work, you know, being on stage or in front of the camera. It's amazing. Even things you might think are really boring, like having your face made up before a show or learning your lines, don't put me off. It really depends on what you're like as a person, I suppose. If you're confident in yourself, then public appearances are straightforward.